Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
It's the Burt Show.
I will give credit to Wendy. She has changed the way I've been looking at the vending machine the last couple of days.
I think I was just really hungry one afternoon, and all we have in here is a vending machine when I get in here at 4 o'clock. I mean, there's nothing really good in the vending machine. There's like potato chips and crackers, and there's a couple Pop-Tarts. Woo! Can eat those up. Popcorn.
And random stuff. Like, I wish I could think, like, one or two random, like pork rinds or something, you know, crazy.
Like, it's almost like they had to fill the space and they just sort of like, they just grab something like pork rinds.
Something crappy, yeah.
I look at that sometimes and go, who? I would like to stand there and see who orders that.
Nobody. That's why it's still there. No, I think I was just starving and I wanted some like real substance of food, but I was stuck with this vending machine food that I couldn't choose from. So I came in here literally, and Johnny O's in here with me in the afternoon, and I started making my dream vending machine list.
Okay, so these are all of the greatest items in the vending machine.
There was no rhyme or reason for making this list. I was just sitting here starving on what possibly could I go out and get at any fast food. Food place or just at the grocery store in general.
So it's your Hall of Fame, really.
Kind of, but I think this is just what I wanted for the day, so this is what I would have in my vending machine of options to choose
so
from.
So you're pulling from everywhere. You're pulling from fast food restaurants also, so like a Mickey D's fries would be on the top of the vending machine?
Well, none of this really goes together at all. Like, okay, for example, I have mozzarella sticks. Like, I just wanted...
How can you have mozzarella sticks in a vending machine?
Look, dude, don't question it. What is wrong with you?
My bad.
You know, in Japan, they have all sorts of crazy vending machines where you can get, like, anything you want.
Okay.
Some disturbing
stuff, too.
It's
a dream vending machine. This will never happen. Trust me, we'll never have this in this office.
Wendy.
Don't stump her dream.
Yeah, remain optimistic. Don't squash this before it exists.
Yeah, don't let Bert get to
you. I'm right there with you with mozzarella sticks.
So, A1 mozzarella sticks.
I was just hungry.
Is there a specific place? Because there are some... I'm a mozzarella stick fan. And sometimes they just give you like the fried dough and they give you little itty bitty cheese. If you're going to give me a mozzarella stick, you better load it up.
And it's got a ooze of cheese. You know, drag from your mouth when you take a bite.
Yes. I mean, I would say Landmark Diner, but that's after you're drunk. But those things are good. They make, they know how to make a good mozzarella sticks. I won't lie. So mozzarella sticks in general, they got to be the oozy kind like Jen said. And then I went to fried pickles because, I was just... hungry.
You were high as a cat.
So I know.
Fried pickles are the best.
Yeah, there was a Zaxby's commercial on at the time, and I was like, I could put some fried pickles in this vending machine. That sounds good. And then I went to guacamole.
Guacamole? You don't order guacamole in a vending machine.
Just comes down like a handful.
Again.
Dream vending
machine. Dream vending machine.
Does that come with the chips, or do you need more coins for the chips?
You have to have more coins for the chips.
Yes, this vending machine will keep everything fresh and good. Okay?
This is the biggest vending machine in the history of mainframe computers.
This is like the Jetsons.
Just so you know.
Jetsons vending machine.
What you're inventing right now is a TGI Fridays.
Well, maybe they need to listen closely and create a vending machine.
Happy birthday. It's TGI Fridays. I'm sitting in your booth.
You have to push CE for that one.
Right.
That's a different number for somebody to pop out. Then I had grilled cheese. And a cooked stuffed crust pizza from Pizza Hut.
Solid.
How is it going to come out of the vending? How are you going to get...
Bert!
Would you stop limiting her imagination?
What is
wrong with you? Limitations. You're all about limitations.
How are you going to get a whole pizza out of a vending machine?
You know what? Why can't you just color outside of the lines every once in a while?
Just be
patient. What's wrong with you?
Gosh, do you do this to your children? Do you do this to your kids?
The box is going to get stuck between the window and the little curly thing.
What is wrong with you? You know what? Let my vending machine get better. Because then I saw an Arby's commercial and I put chicken bacon Swiss in there.
What about the curly fries, though?
Those were coming.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to jump ahead.
That's down a deep...
You know, Bert's going to get stoned and call you. Hey, Wendy, where's that vending machine? Seriously.
Those are the double letters.
It's so good. And then I have one of those mashed potato bowls from KFC.
Nice. With the gravy?
Yeah, with
this is? This isn't a vending machine. This is the concept that you and I came up with years and years ago.
The fast food plaza.
It's a fast food place where you can order the best items off of each menu. So, like, if you dig McDonald's fries, there they are. You can just take those. But you like a Burger King.
Diet Coke.
Whatever. You can order an item
Arby's
from each.
Arby's curly fries.
Arby's curly fries all on the same menu.
Jamocha shake.
Yeah, we need to put a Burger King Diet Coke in there because that would be on my dream drink machine. Because there's a difference between McDonald's Diet Coke and Burger King Diet Coke.
But then and then the Chick-fil-A shakes.
Mm. Oh, and the Chick-fil-A waffle fries too, man.
Mm. So good.
Those are the best.
Here's Shirley. Wendy. Shirley, good morning. You're on Q100. Hi.
Hello.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah. What's going on?
Oh, not a lot. Good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to let you know that you can get with your vending machine guy and or female, and you can have your vending machine tailored to what you guys want.
Oh, really? Mashed potatoes, you think?
Yes.
Mozzarella sticks?
I dated a guy that had a vending machine service, and we did that for a few of our customers.
So at one point, then they come in there, and they have like a catalog of items, and you can check off which ones you want for your own machine?
Should be able to, yes.
But
if you want healthier snacks in there, you should be able to get them.
But I doubt a Dairy Queen Blizzard is going to fit in
there. Probably.
Okay, because that would be
enough. Oh,
nor McDonald's French fries.
Yeah, you could put that right next to the pizza.
And okay. A crystal chip.
But you should be able to get with your vending machine service and tailor it.
Is this a Joyce thing then? Is she the one that like wasted a space on like trail mix?
I don't think most people even look at it. I think.
No,
it's just the morning. It's just the morning shows that eat out of the vending machine.
Hey, Wendy, can your dream vending machine change over from breakfast to lunch?
Oh, we should do that because I was just at the vending machine and all I wanted was like a bacon, egg, and cheese McMuffin.
Yeah,
and that's not in there.
Can you serve them past 11?
Oh yeah, definitely. Okay. There's no.
You gotta have I really think the changeover should be at noon. And I don't know why most of them do it so early.
Of them do it at 10:30.
10:30. Mm-hmm. I mean, really?
And then you got vending machines.
And then you got to ask them, what breakfast stuff do you have left? And like, we've got two burritos, we got an Egg McMuffin with a bite out of it, and have a hash brown that was on the floor, but just for a second. I'm like, give me it all.
Yeah.
I'll take it all.
And they get really hardcore about it, too. Like, right at 10:30, man.
No more.
That's it. It's all gone.
Starting lunch.
Right. Jamie, go ahead. I got about 30 seconds. What's going on?
Hi. I was just calling to say I was listening, and there is a store, I don't know the name of it, but in New York, there is a restaurant where there's a kitchen inside in the back, and you can actually put money in, and you can see all of the different items, cheeseburgers and fries, steak sandwiches, everything.
That's called McDonald's.
No, it's a real restaurant.
That's you need, Wendy. That's yours, man.
I know. We need it in this building. God, I'm
Wendy
so hungry.
Just invented the concept of dining out. Oh, my God, that's so great. And somebody comes to your table, and you give them money, and then they bring you what you ordered. Holy crap, I'm going to invent that.
Here, Bird Show.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.